from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Tua Tagovailoa just signed a contract extension, 4 years, 212, $53 million annually, $167 guaranteed. And of course, that's a big number, and the 49ers may have to make a decision on Brock Purdy at the end of the year about how much they're going to have to pay their quarterback. Couple things before we go on. A couple real good texts on the Xfinity mobile text line. 925, our last caller was named Lamont, and the 925 says Lamont is wrong. Oh, it's hard to find a starting quarterback.
Hello.
Well, let me ask
a
you this.
A good one.
Let me ask you this. You think it's been easy or hard for Kyle Shanahan to find a quarterback?
Oh, my gosh, hard. Jimmy was dropped in their lap because of relationships. But I was asking you about Beathard, Mullins. Those are strikeouts. Those are Ks.
Yeah, I think it's been kind of easy in a way.
Please explain. My Roxy Bernstein.
Because I get it. They haven't won the whole ball of wax. But for the last 5 years, they have been an elite team. And they've had a couple quarterbacks over that stretch. Purdy. And then Garoppolo, then Purdy.
Yeah, but they thought they had their quarterback their franchise quarterback in Jimmy. And okay. In essence, he right. was here long enough for it to kind of lightweight qualify. But
right.
He got hurt, and then okay. his play dipped
okay.
or combo, whatever.
Right.
But they paid him, and they married him. They thought that he was our guy.
I disagree with
that. And who called in? Rob from San Bruno. They paid him on 7 tugs and 5 picks. But they saw something, but they
paid him, Steiny. I disagree. They yeah. left themselves an out every year, virtually.
But so, isn't that how you should always do it? If
you think they're going to be able to do it with Purdy?
I don't know. Now you got me thinking maybe he might not get all the chicken about.
I don't, here's the other thing about what you pay Purdy. It doesn't matter right
the
now.
The going rate.
It's like Susan the other day yeah. said, oh, boy, the stock market took a hit today. Boy, I was looking at the 401k. We got hit yesterday. Okay, well, we're not retiring.
Right.
Okay, so what? Talk to me in 2 years when we have to sell our house and, you know, and make that decision. Yeah, right now, you don't have to do it.
But you got to put some money away for that day that's coming in regard to Brock.
Yeah. You might.
If you decide. I just don't know what the kids got to do not to get it. Because I'm not telling you he's better than everybody else. What I'm telling you is he is the only starting quarterback for the Niners.
Right.
He's had a stellar performance. It's not about is he good as his peers. It's about, to me, it should be about he's proven he can run our system to the highest of highs. And I'm assuming this year is going to be a plus. Yeah. I'm like, I don't see why if he asked for 60 or 65, even though the implications of the cap, that ain't Brock's fault. If I ask for my chicken, one, I earned it. And then two, what do you got besides me?
I mean, the absolute way that I would look at it if I were the 49ers is, I don't know what I'm paying Brock Purdy. It all depends on what happens this year. Now, I'm not saying what happens this year wipes out the last 2 years, but to me, if Brock Purdy has a great year and the 49ers have a great year without having to put any label on it, Purdy's great, the Niners are great, yeah, he'll get paid $60 million. But if Brock Purdy is, he was okay. He was okay, he's pretty good.
Oh, we got something to talk about.
Then maybe he's a $40 million quarterback.
And I was going by the end of the year.
Yeah,
I was going if he had a stellar performance.
Sure.
Because you're right. And I wonder if that pressure will get to him.
Well, that's why I'm not saying, like, the other text I'm reading from the Xfinity Mobile text line is from the 408. It's not Madden. You can't just say, I'm not going to pay. The nut graph here is, you have no choice but to pay Purdy what he wants. Well, that's ridiculous. That's preposterous.
I guess they mean with a good year. Another good year, Stoney.
Right, but...
That's how I feel.
I get
almost.
It, he's a quarterback. But that principle clearly doesn't apply to Brandon Ayuk. So what if Purdy, they look at more as a Brandon Ayuk as a quarterback, as a
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like the only way they're going to pay him 60 maybe is if they think he's the Nick Bosa of quarterbacks. But if he's just the Brandon Ayuk of quarterbacks, maybe you don't have to pay him
that
much.
What about this caveat? I feel like the wide receiver pay scale, they got it right. Justin Jefferson, in my estimation, the highest paid and he's the best. But if Jordan Love comes out of nowhere and he's the highest paid, then Stoney, I think Brock Purdy's got action. Or I would say, hey, with another good year, I would take Brock over Love. But when you do the Ayuk comparison to Justin Jefferson, that's where it falls on deaf ears. You're not that type of receiver, son. Even though I got you as a top 10 receiver, you're not Justin Jefferson. But if Brock Purdy's Justin Jefferson is Jordan Love, yes, you are. You know what I mean?
I'm just looking at the 49ers that, okay, if you're telling me Brandon Ayuk, they've determined is not a $30 million receiver. Their numbers say he's a $25 million receiver. Well, they're not paying him 30 as of right now. Maybe in their estimation, at the end of the year, they'll say, you know what, Brock Purdy, he's a $45 million quarterback. And maybe Purdy
says that's okay?
Or yes, because Purdy doesn't... Okay, why didn't... So Tua's contract, it did not make him the highest paid quarterback, correct? It made him like the eighth highest, something like that.
Yeah, guaranteed money, but he's making third as opposed to Lawrence and Burrow.
So he's third in average annual and he's eighth in guaranteed money. Maybe the 49ers will say to Brock, you know, we'll give you four, we'll put you fourth on the average money and we'll give you, you know, 180 guaranteed. I don't know.
Well, real quick here to that, and I'm going to read Carter's text, Donnie, but to that point, I think Tua kind of told on himself these last couple of years with this play, and he was like, "I'm cool with that," because he really didn't have the leverage to say, "I want to be top dog." But Brock is going to come in, assuming another good year. Took you to the NFC Championship game, you couldn't block for me, and I took you to the Super Bowl, and then again, let's just say a deep run here. It's like, how do you kind of subtract from that? Unless you have that tough love conversation and you tell me that Kyle's going to tell him and his representatives, you know, you're only balled out because of what's around you.
Yeah, I mean, we can avoid the whole he benefits from what's around him. Because
you don't think Burrow does with Chase and the rest of the gang that he has?
I mean, the one thing, and I don't know, 49er fans, if you agree with me on this, but, I mean, Purdy... The 49ers are going to pay Purdy what they think he deserves by the way they're feeling at the end of this season.
Facts.
So I could see him, depending on what happens this year, Maybe at the end of the year, the 49ers say, you know what? This guy's a $40 million quarterback. Or maybe at the end of the year, say, you know what? This guy's, he's a $70 million quarterback. Let's get it done. But like, I do kind of feel like all the talk right now is irrelevant, because I think this year will dictate virtually everything with what they're going to pay Brock Purdy, even though he has had a great start.
Yeah.
He's had a great start.
Nobody can take
Elliot Ramos has had a great start. Tapered off a little bit here.
Yeah, so did what's our other guy, Casey Schmidt. Let me read this real quick from Carter Steiny. Yeah. But he's batting 400 at one time. He's Joe Shasky's favorite player.
In seventh grade, Mighty Mites, he hit 400.
I never played Mighty Mites. Carter's been in camp the last 2 days. Purdy, since we're on the topic, looked incredible yesterday at camp, making every throw. Today, he was great on all out routes and slants. But Steiny, this is why I read this. But he took three shots deep. Overthrew all three.
Just like Jimmy. Sounds to me like he's a $25 million quarterback.
Thanks,
just
Carter.
Like Jimmy.
Oh, boy.
Let's go to Freddie in Livermore. Hey, Freddie, how you doing, my man?
Oh, I'm fine. How you guys doing?
Freddie. We're doing well. Yes, sir.
All right, love the show, man.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, I want to ask you guys, right, it's a big if, Guru, you know, if was a fifth.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Me, myself, I'm not a Niner fan. I'm a football fan. And I think if the defensive backs last year would have caught all those interceptions that Brock Purdy threw to them, I'm talking about in the chest, it would have been a different season.
That is hit me. That means something to me. But I got to tell you, Freddie would have, could have, but he said it. If was a fifth. But hey, the Green Bay game, if Savage catches that ball, and let's just say they lose and Purdy, he couldn't throw it in the rain. What are we talking about now,
Steiny?
There you
go.
Kyle hadn't forgot that type of stuff. Yeah, we won. You got get back. But you and Freddie could be on to something. That Kyle still, as a coach, you look at everything. Because that could have been a disaster.
Of course you look at everything if you're a coach, right?
Even the woulda, couldas, though, I guess. Even though Savage dropped that, I don't think if we brought that play up to Kyle, he'd be like, Guru, I thought that could have been a pick. Like, he doesn't forget it.
Again, I think it's... I mean, wow, the numbers are the numbers. Yeah. The play is the play, but that is going to, what he's done is going to be so much less important than what he does this year.
Damn.
You know, hypothetically, if he throws the exact same passes, maybe this upcoming year, there's more interceptions. Well, that's not going to be good for him.
So you're Janet Jackson. What have you done for me lately? That's how the Niners are looking at Brock.
Yes. They have to. He's only quarterbacked 25 regular season games. That's why I guarantee you they are ecstatic that they don't have to make the decision right now. They get another. They get to make that decision ideally after 42 regular season games and what, 6 or 7 playoff games.
So what's the difference between Ayuk and Purdy then?
There might not be one. I don't know.
But Ayuk's playing that card like, I ain't going out there to risk the biscuit.
Well, Purdy doesn't have that option.
Yeah.
So, like, he doesn't even have that option. Yeah. Bob's in San Francisco. Hey, Bob.
Hey, I love the show, guys.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
This topic kind of got me. You know, there's like three things I want to say. Number one is, other than Trent and McCaffrey, all these players are homegrown. They all came from our system. They all were drafted. So, you know, pay the guys. You know, don't let them go to other teams just because they become superstars. The other thing is Purdy. What does Purdy have to prove? I mean, he is the man. I don't think he's the kind of guy that's going to actually warrant the highest paid salary in the league. I mean, that's just my feelings. I have no way to, you know, say he won't. But I just feel like that's the kind of guy he is. When you look at, okay, I don't want to compare him, but when you look at Montana, he was never the highest paid quarterback. Brady, he was never the highest paid quarterback. And why? Because they made a deal with the team. It's a team sport. So they take less, they get more guys around them, they keep more of the homegrown guys, and they go out and win ball games. And that's the method. That's the way to do it. So a lot of these superstar quarterbacks that are getting all these high things, they don't even sniff the playoffs. You said it yourself, Guru. And the reason for that is because they want to get paid, and they're not thinking about the team necessarily. And you can't blame them for that because it's, you know, business. But the fact is that if you take a little less, you got a better chance of winning. That's how I see it.
No, good stuff, Bob. Mm-hmm. Now, Bob said something interesting where he said, what more does Purdy have to prove? I mean, I would answer a lot.
Yeah. I would answer a lot. I can get a lot of people feel like
he's got to prove.
Seen enough.
Okay.
But we know.
Right. And if they had to make a decision right now, they'd have to make a decision.
And he'd get that money.
But what I don't know. How much would he get? Like, if
as much as Tua just got, I believe it would have to be more than that.
More than Tua.
The going rate is he's done more than Tua. That's all. He's done more than Tua. Now, if you want to tell me, hey, break out your calculator, we're going to tell you why we feel like he's done more. It looks like a goo, but it's because he has McCaffrey. But look at what Tua's working with, and he flames out.
Yeah, I mean, I
can't wait, man. But the pressure's on Brock Purdy. Even though he's got those two great stellar seasons, the pressure is on for him to get paid.
I think it's very possible that Purdy has a nice year. 49ers have a nice year. And Bob's right. Like, he knows he's not a $65 million a year quarterback. And so he's like, you know what? What two again? What's Kirk Cousins getting 40? Wow. You know what? 45's fair. 45
so
fair.
Dude, that's his name, on the chat says, so Purdy will leave 25 to 30 mil off the table according to the caller.
If the 49ers offer Purdy $45 million and he takes it, that doesn't mean he's leaving 25 on the table.
I guess the premise is, let's just say a couple guys get paid by the time he's up next year, why wouldn't you just start at the top?
Because you don't think he's as good as those guys. It's plain and simple. And maybe by the end of the year, it'll be obvious that he's not as good as those guys. Or maybe at the end of the year, it'll be obvious he is as good as those guys. But bottom line is,
he's going to get a raise. Yeah.
You would think. Z's in the city. What's up, Z? How you doing?
I'm doing well. I just want to follow up on the prior caller talking about the what ifs with the interception.
Sure.
You can do that with the entire NFL. Joe Montana threw a near interception in the 81 NFC title. 07, when the Giants beat the Patriots, Asante Samuel dropped an interception. Brady with the tuck rule. It happens all the time. Aside from the Darnell Savage, like, Brock Purdy's turnover-worthy play rate went down as the season went on.
Yep.
I don't think he had a bunch of dropped interceptions all year. It's kind of not fair to him.
Okay. Mm. Let me just throw this at you, Z. Because I do think it's not luck, but circumstances. What if, I don't know, you know, three balls go off receiver's hands and they get returned and he just happens to throw more interceptions, even though Kyle Shanahan's assessment is like, boy, he pretty much quarterbacked like he did last year. And just didn't have as much luck. And boy, some great plays defensively, and a couple balls went through our receiver's hands. You know, I mean, then how do you weigh the numbers with the actual play?
That's a great question. I think that if that happens, the discourse on Twitter can be pretty wild. But I would say that I would trust the people making those decisions, judging his play, are going to make the right decision. And even when that does happen, I think we have a good enough team to overcome. And I think he's shown he can bounce back from his mistakes as
For
well.
For sure. Yeah, good stuff, Z. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I love it. I love it. Play, you know what it would behoove Brock Purdy is to play this year like a $65 million quarterback.
Right.
Can he do that? And what does it look like? We're going to know over the course of 17 games, we're going to know 70% more about Brock Purdy at the end of this year than we know now.
Yeah. And he's already played in the Super Bowl in two chip games, you know, in championship games. Right. But anybody that, and this is not fair to Brock, but I got to say it, Stani, anybody that watched that playoff game, Jordan Love was the best quarterback in that game. He was also the losing quarterback of that game, but it kind of just goes to, I'm not offended, but my mouth is open as to, damn, Jordan Love, you're really about to get broken off, but then where was I at when Trevor Lawrence got $200 million guaranteed or your boy Kirk got $100 million guaranteed? So, I mean, this wouldn't be the first one like, this is blows my mind. It just kind of comes with the territory of being a quarterback, even when Dak got his.
Let me throw this out at you.
There are a bunch of guys that haven't done a lot. What's my boy in Arizona? You just said Kyler Murray. We're waiting. He's got some weapons now, but damn.
I mean, what if, and all this is hypothetical, but what if McCaffrey misses six games this year and then he comes back and Trent Williams misses four and
it could happen
and Ayuk's banged up and we go 9-8 and we miss the playoffs, but everybody knows we had a ton of injuries. But not at the quarterback position. What do you pay Purdy?
Yeah, I
who the hell knows at that point?
But
right?
It would have an impact.
What?
It would have an impact on his chicken. If that was
exactly
a scenario.
So there are things outside of his control.
And you know what?
That are going to impact
this. I got to be careful here, but we can't. This is the rat on the table. It's a bear on the table, Stoney, brought to you by Echo. When Trent and Brock were, Debo were out, he looked regular.
But you want to give him 60. You say he's going to get 60.
But is that, but to the staff and the people that matter in the know, does Kyle look at that as simply, you didn't have your left tackle. We didn't have Debo to stress out formation-wise pre-snap. So there was nothing there. But he looked regular. Okay. Interception against Minnesota to end the game. Cleveland. Like, that, wow.
This isn't hard. This is from the, this is what I'm saying. This is why I'm not pinning myself into a corner. 669. All right, Steiny, what if Brock balls out and carries the team on his back?
Cha-ching!
Then he's going to make $65 million. Dollars. Yep.
Cash me out one time.
That's what I mean. I mean, it, to me, it's all about this year for Purdy. Doesn't wipe out everything that's happened in the past, but if he has a great year, he probably is going to get a pretty astronomical number. Mm. If he's pretty good, he'll get a little less. If he's okay, he'll get even fewer amount of money.
Now, Lori said, he put him in position to win in Cleveland. The kicker missed. But prior to, Lori, he threw a pick. And the Minnesota game, he threw a pick, too, at the end.
Gristlizer on the YouTube chat. Steiny would be like the person on Contestants Row on The Price is Right who thinks everyone's overbid, so he'd bid $1.
Dallas is
great,
five.
Great timing by the K great. Man.
Now, K, that was your best work. That is great. I don't have an easy job. Like,
what are you talking about?
When my book comes out, work. Your work, dude. You're a smart man.
I know,
but you do a lot of stuff that I'm. The average couldn't survive. I've grown from working with you.
Yeah, because it's so crazy for me to come up with the hottest of hot takes that, boy, if Purdy has a great year, he'll probably get 60. But if he doesn't have a great year, he'll probably get less.
No, not
woo! What a hot take artist I am.
Your uncanny ability to make others say something and you paint it into something else. That's a skill you have.
How about to ask
and
me?
It's a compliment.
Ask me what I think Purdy is worth right now.
What do you think Brock Purdy is worth right now, Stoney?
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what he's worth right now. We're not selling the house.
And I believe that.
Okay. So that if
but
it
we
doesn't
both agree
matter.
He's about.
He'll get a raise because he's making $1 million. First of all, gotta stay healthy. They moved. Okay. Here's another thing we know about Purdy. He took over the starting quarterback job. He quarterbacked seven games. He got hurt.
Oh, wrecked his elbow.
He came back the next year. He had a great year. He played all year. What if he gets hurt next year? Maybe Kyle goes, geez, he's just like Garoppolo in terms of the injuries. Then what? Uh-huh. I'm just saying a lot can happen, good and bad.
It's a Rubik's Cube of possibilities, man. How about that? You like that?
There's about two things that can happen. He's either going to get 60 or he's not.
Somebody else could get hurt. I'm worried about the Niners.
Your uncanny ability to put a negative light on something good is great. Hey, Lori.
My girl. We just, I'm toasting her through the YouTube chat. If that wasn't, I will not forget those words. It's a compliment, man.
No, it's not.
Oh, no.
Okay, like, it's great.
You're being defensive.
It's great. You want to pay Purdy $60 million right now, and that's a valid opinion.
Oh.
But I don't have to make that decision.
None of us do.
I'm just
saying right now, he's got a lot going for him, and you agree with that.
Of course. Yes, right. Hell yeah, he's got a lot going for him.
And barring any
injuries. Don't mess it up.
There you go.
Don't mess it up, Purdy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.